USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the nation, President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. As far as if this move will accelerate the pace, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes,
I'm not sure that it's smart to release all of the supply, especially because at this point, out of the millions of doses that's already been sent out, we've only been able to get about 30% of them into the arms of Americans. So what is sending out more supply going to do at this point? What we really need to be doing is expanding access to the vaccine that we already have.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona resident Jake Angeli, who was seen wearing horns and a headdress at the riots on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has been arrested on federal charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Kim Jong-un has threatened to build more nuclear weapons.
The North Korean leader says the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy, according to state media reports. Kim made the comments and disclosed a list of high-tech weapons systems under development during a key meeting of the ruling party this week. President-elect Joe Biden has called Kim a thug and criticized his meetings with President Trump. Trump began talks with Kim in 2018 to disarm, but talks broke down when Kim requested sanctions be relaxed. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over to $600 million. The numbers for last night's lottery drawing were 3, 6, 16, 18, and 58, with the Mega Ball 11. Lottery officials say no one matched all six numbers, but there were several million-dollar winners. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is set for just over $470 million. That drawing set for Saturday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Each year across the country, January 9th is known as National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It's the day that was created in 2015 that is dedicated to showing support for those who put their lives on the line to protect others, as well as those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Kevin Fish is the vice president of Half Shell Oyster House. He shares with Fox News why they're inviting officers to come in and have a free meal.
These are good people. They're just like you and me. And they're bad people in every profession there is. And what happened in Minnesota was definitely wrong. But these are good people. And when there's somebody outside your front door and they have a gun, well, I go get my gun. But most people, you're going to call the police. That's what you do. Then they come and they put their life on the line for you. So I think that we should do a lot better job of appreciating than we have been doing in this country lately.
The Department of Health and Human Services finalized a rule to allow faith-based adoption agencies such as Catholic Social Services to receive federal funding regardless of their views on same-sex marriage. Zach Pruitt, senior counsel of Alliance Defending Freedom, said the old rule discriminated against faith-based providers simply because of their beliefs about marriage that is not keeping kids first. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.